بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Respected and honorable listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We continuing with the story of Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adam rahimahullah. So one night, Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adam rahimahullah was lying asleep on the upper story of his palace when he suddenly felt someone shaking his leg. He was immediately struck by surprise and wonder as to who could be so brave to intrude into the upper story of the king's palace. He asked, "O you arrivals, who are you?" There were a group of angels in human form who had come from Allah's side with the aim of bringing about an upheaval in the heart of an unmindful one. The angels answered, "We are here seeking our lost camel." The king replied, "I am surprised that you search for a lost camel in the upper story of the king's palace." They replied, "We are even more surprised that in this atmosphere of pomp and comfort, you wish to find Allah." They inquired of him, "How is it that you seek to meet Allah while sitting on the throne?" Having said that, the angels disappeared. But they had left such an effect on the king's heart that his heart became disenchanted with his kingdom and his ruling over it. Mawlana Rumi rahimahullah advises, "O people, like Ibrahim, say farewell to your kingdom so that you may acquire the great inner kingdom." The final result was that Ibrahim ibn Adam rahimahullah discarded the kingdom and all worldly loves. The author of Qasida Burda says, "Yes, when at night the thought of my beloved enters the mind, sleep flies away, and all pleasures become changed to sorrow and pain. Then in the latter part of the night, the king arose from his bed, he put a blanket over him and walked out of his kingdom. One sigh from the heart of burning divine love blew away the confined walls of the kingdom which had imprisoned him, and divine madness removed the curtains from his mind. When he uttered one sigh, his prison vanished, and when madness struck him, his senses flew away." Having left Balkh, Ibrahim ibn Adam rahimahullah proceeded towards the desert of Naishapur, where he engaged himself in dhikr and uttering the cries of true lovers. "O beloved, very well liked by thee are your lovers' cries until the day of Qiyamah. That is all I desire. O true beloved, occupy me with anything else except your remembrance. O true beloved, occupy me not with anything else except your remembrance, and please retire me not from being filled with your love. O Allah, whoever has seen thee and tasted the pleasure of nearness to thee, let him not ever experience the sorrow of separation. The remembrance of Allah is the food for the soul, and remembrance of the beloved is the medicine for the heart injured by love." Love for who? Love for Allah. For 10 years, Ibrahim ibn Adam, rahimahullah, lived in the desert of Naishapur like a madman, remaining busy with ibadah. Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah mentioned in his compilation of the Mathnawi. I have described the incident thus. Listen to the story of Ibrahim ibn Adam, who used to be the king of Balkh. When true love captured his heart, his sultanate became a burden to him. He discarded the kingdom and all wealth and pomp and adopted a path towards the wilderness. Filled with sorrow, he remained there, cleansing himself and purifying the heart. For 10 years he dwelt there, attracted to the Lord, and night and day, divine love glowing in him. In the cave of Naishapur, this pure soul, in the cave of Naishapur, this pure soul remained repeating the name of Allah. He remained dressed in the attire of the poor. The king of Balkh remained homeless. He had left aside royalty and all royal comforts and cut off his relationship with all comforts and ease. He now only connected himself to Allah while turning the back towards all everything else. The love of Allah is not easy, O friends. The love of Allah is not cheap, O friends. Since when does love fear the criticism of critics? Love does not care if the life has to go. The road of love lurks with dangers. The heart and soul turns to blood in this path. Very costly is this commodity of love. The love of Allah is obtained with great sacrifice and many tears. In the ocean of love, there are waves of blood. This is not the road of the faint-hearted. Love does not fear humiliation. Love does not care for fame and name. The love of Allah alone is the food of the lovers. The love of Allah alone is the coolness of the hearts of the truthful ones. He, Ibn Adam, discarded the kingdom and covered himself with a blanket and adorned the garb of poverty. His kingly pomp got hidden in the blanket of poverty. Within the blanket of poverty was hidden the glory of the king. When the body of the king of Balkh became infatuated in the love and remembrance of Allah, he became aware of the taste of being a dervish, a true servant, submitted to Allah, and his heart gained the recognition of Allah. A question may be asked, if Ibrahim ibn Adam, rahimahullah, for the sake of Allah's love, rejected the throne of Balkh, was he foolish? The answer is no. He was not foolish, because the kingdom of Balkh, and in fact all the worldly kingdoms together, have no importance or weight in the sight of Allah. The true lover of Allah says, O Allah, you have explained your value being both the Your value, you have explained your value being both the worlds. If by giving both the worlds you are attained, both worlds are nothing in exchange for your person. Even if a person should sacrifice his life for it, then too the full price has not been paid. To become martyred for the sake of Allah is better than 1,000 lives. And many are the kingdoms to be sacrificed for thy bondage. Hence, we conclude that the love of Allah is not cheap. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, Verily, the price for the goods of Allah is very expensive. When the heart experiences the sweetness and ecstasy of Allah's love, then the beloved life of the lover becomes devoid of any value. If the splendor of the love for the true beloved is experienced, then in longing you are prepared to sacrifice life itself. O people, if the heart experiences the splendor of Allah's nearness, the pleasures of the whole world appear wretched to you. Hence, on experiencing the ever-abiding inner sultanate which Ibrahim ibn Adam rahimahullah acquired after sacrificing the worldly kingdom of Balkh, he would have explained, "May the lovers of this world and kingdoms enjoy their world. Soon it will pass. But for the true lover of Allah, a kingdom that never ends. They will enjoy a kingdom that never ends. Now, for casting aside such a small world and kingdom, if a person gains such an everlasting kingdom, then what rational being can object to a little discomfort? Similarly, if a great treasure lies buried under the foundations of a house, who will feel sorrow if that house is demolished to take out the treasure? Subhanallah. O friend, treasures are generally buried in places of destruction. Hence, destroy the body and its powers to attain it. In other words, the lustful and illicit cravings of the flesh should be curbed and not be granted obedience, so that after destroying those sensual lusts, one may attain nearness to Allah and sound contact with Him, which is the attainment and acquisition of a treasure. The great pleasure which Ibrahim ibn Adam rahimahullah attained through the dhikr and ibadah on the banks of a river in the wilderness are things which only he could describe. Poet says, "No one save the heavens were aware of his size, of love, and of pain. No one besides the heavens were aware of his size, of love, and of pain. And no one besides Allah was aware of the secrets of his love. As Ibrahim ibn Adam rahimahullah had chosen solitude for himself, he was busy remembering his Lord and Master amidst the sounds of the wilderness. The best places for the lovers of Allah are those where none but Allah is aware of their communion with Him. O beloved, in both worlds, the best place is that where I can prostrate myself upon thy feet, and where in words of love you and I can converse." The same theme is mentioned by Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzub rahimahullah, which we will insha'Allah continue next week Monday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me, bless you, bless us all with such love for Allah that we are willing to sacrifice everything for His love. Allah make it easy for us. Allah protect us from the evil ones and the evil doers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us steadfast on that path for His pleasure. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us for the upliftment of deen. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغِ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ